This is Quiet Fire, a program about the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln and its relevance to us today. Welcome, this is Duncan Newcomer. Here's the Lincoln quote for you. If we could first know where we are and whither we are tending, we could better judge what to do and how to do it. Clearly, this man is lost. He believes that the people he is talking to feel lost or should. The words open Lincoln's first famous speech, the House Divided speech in 1858. He is saying that we do not even know where we are or whither we are going. Because of that, we cannot very well judge what to do or how to do it. Would you vote for this guy? Much less, would you think he had any spiritual wisdom then or now for a difficult time? Yet eventually he was elected president twice, and looking back, he is seen as one of the greatest presidents and one of the wisest people ever to play a role on the stage of American history. Speeches like this one, strangely enough, are part of the reason. In this speech, he's talking in a time in our history when people were severely shaken and lost. The definition of what America is and means was up for grabs. Progressive people like Lincoln thought that equality would grow and slavery would fade. Such people had their world turned upside down by a new law and a Supreme Court decision that both allowed for the growth of slavery. Also, corporate railroads were replacing the covered wagon moving west. Technology and economics were changing how the American dream would move into places like Nebraska and Kansas. The world, as all had known it, was disappearing before their eyes. An unknown world was looming ahead. What makes Lincoln not only a great leader, but one with wisdom, mind, and heart, was that he knew all about losing a world, all about being lost, all about looking into the looming unknown. Religions and spiritual practices say that the experience of losing things is what begins a wise and spiritual life. After all, if your life is full of things material, who needs anything spiritual? Lincoln had personally lost the world he lived in and the people and things at least three times. But the losses shaped him spiritually, and they revealed his great strength, physically, mentally, and in his heart. One time Lincoln's world disappeared before his very eyes was as a boy, age 7, moving through the thick, dark Indiana primeval forest with his father, mother, and sister, hacking their way over 16 miles from the Ohio River to their future 100 acres of untilled, uncleared land. In this new world, this wild frontier, he was losing forever the bucolic beauty, the clear streams and hilly open farmland and civilized towns of his Kentucky birth. The year before, in Indiana, a massive hurricane had cut a wide swath, miles wide, of giant trees felled. A huge scene of natural destruction was a first and terrifying image of his new world home. 2 years later, his beloved mother, the wise and calm and inspiring Nancy Hanks, died a violent and grotesque death by a kind of food poisoning known as milksick. You can imagine young Abe's eyes wide, his mouth grim, watching helplessly his mother contort over several days, then telling them to be good and then dying. His sister, a few years later, would die in childbirth, and of course his first love, Ann Rutledge, died as well. Lincoln's world, especially the world of women he loved and really needed, just dissolved again and again like a morning mist in a hot sun. Worlds lost to him. But Lincoln had found a world he could believe in and to love in the idea of America. He gave this speech about being lost because he feared everyone had lost the idea of America in 1854, when leaders who did not care about equality or freedom passed a law to make the extension of slavery once again possible, as well as making Northerners in the Midwest rich with a new railroad. A third world lost again for him. What we know now that Lincoln could not have known in 1858 was that within 7 years he would have helped America find a new birth of freedom. He would have written an executive order that would begin to rid the nation of slavery in the war, and he lobbied for and got the 13th Amendment that forever banished slavery. By then, he himself had appointed a new Chief Justice of the United States who would never try to rule black Americans out of the Constitution again. A lost world was beginning to find itself, and eventually, no one minded giving up the covered wagon for the railroad. Lincoln, a man who had lost his world again and again, helped us all regain the better America. And so Lincoln's wise spirit has guided us and can guide us now to find ourselves in America in a lost time, lighting us down in honor to the latest generation. This is Duncan Newcomer, and this has been Quiet Fire, the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln.